Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
If you would like tinnitus after listening to something that sounds like the Stooges filtered through a grotty Sir Lord Baltimore and Emil and the Sniffers, with a marble mouth vocal delivery of Jimmy from Sham 69 and a bit of Oi chucked in, well, come this way.
Jim and Patrick, Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for April. A veritable tsunami of new music this month, with new tunes from perennial favourites of mine, including Josh Rouse, Brown Horse, The Afghan Whigs, Panopticon, Elephant and Stars, and some guy called Neil Young. Now, apart from Mr. Young, who I don't think I've ever mentioned on the podcast at all before, I've previously selected all the aforementioned artists for a new music pick. Given so much good stuff landed this month, I thought I would, at least this month anyway, pick artists I hadn't chosen before. With that in mind, let's kick off with Lunar Shadow from Berlin, Deutschland. Two-man operation that invokes classic metal such as Iron Maiden, as well as some of the proggy influence of early Rush. The album, Paul of a Past World, gave me definite Seventh Son of a Seventh Son vibes, which is probably why I like it so much. I could go with any track from this steaming pot of Teutonic shreddy goodness, but let's hear a small selection of opener The Cormorant. We'll be right back. My second choice is from a band I believe my good friend and noted tractor boy, Nicholas Nygaard, first mentioned on the pod back in 2024. Fantastic Cat, for it is they, and their album of that year, Now That's What I Call Fantastic Cat, made my top 10 album of the year list for 2024. They keep the puntacular titles coming, with the gloriously named Cat Out of Hell. This is no tribute to the Meatloaf Jim Steinman sales behemoth, rather another collection of melody-packed songs that run the gamut of rock, Americana and power pop, sprinkled with a dose of humour. The collegiate vibe and the tight but loose feel makes me think that they sound as though the band would have if they'd grown up on a diet of indie rock rather than blues, country, folk and early rock and roll. My choice is I Spoke to God a Lot last year. Well, that'll do for this month, and as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. I feel May new music might turn out to be something special. Let's see. In any case, just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Took a whole day to master that plan. Packed up the kid and crammed in the van. He was so nice to everyone but them. Froze in the driveway, keys in her hand. And we're still waiting. We're still waiting on the news.
Hey, Rock in the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my new music picks for April. First up is a third album from Leeds bass band The Shits, and it's called Diet of Worms. It was released by Rocket Recordings on April 3rd. Best way I can describe this album is to borrow a comment I found on the internet. If you enjoy varied, classy, and nuanced music produced by humans who have put time and effort into their band and album names, turn away now. However, if you would like tinnitus after listening to something that sounds like The Stooges filtered through a grotty Sir Lord Baltimore and Emil and the Sniffers, with a marble-mouthed vocal delivery of Jimmy from Sham 69 and a bit of Oi chucked in, well, come this way. I couldn't have said it better myself. I would add that I also hear Flipper and My War-era Black Flag on this album of uncompromising intensity. Please play the opening track, In a Hell. The song choice for April is Time Is Wasting Me by Crocodiles, and it comes from the San Diego band's 9th album, Greetings from Hell, which was released on April 24th on Invisible Hits Records. They've been around close to 20 years and have stayed pretty close to their original sound, blending garage rock, fuzzy pop, and 70s punk. If you are a fan of the Exploding Hearts, the Dragons, or the Jesus and Mary Chain, check out Crocodiles if you are so inclined. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing what the community has been listening to. In the meantime, keep tuning in to Suburbs Pod Radio and take care of each other. I'll catch you next time.
Some guy called Neil Young, who I don't think I've ever mentioned on the podcast at all before.